The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis, Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black-on-black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. The future Trump administration. The way I see it, we had the Bush administration. They screwed up. We had a wild swing to the left with Obama. He screwed up in different ways. And now we have this really wild swing to the right with Trump. Is it a good thing for America to be whipsawed like that back and forth to political extremes? I don't think so. Now, it's yet to be seen just how radical and how wild the Trump administration will be, and if it will swing the country too far, and then we have a backlash in the next 4 to 8 years, and we have another swing back. But I don't think it's good for the economy, for the country as a whole, and for the people to have these wild swings.
It's organic, and
No, it's Electoral College. Actually, the leftist candidate got more votes.
No, but that swing is organic, you know, and here's the thing. You're talking about this swing, extreme left, extreme right. Well, first of all, we don't have an extreme right swing in this country. And you made the assumption that Trump was going to be a swing to the extreme right. Here's what I have to say. The left, they are extremists. You just had homosexual marriage shoved down your throat. You just had Obamacare shoved down your throat, and we can keep on. Things that were shoved down your throat. Now, they are extremists. So if they're on the extreme left, and we got to, just to come back to the center is extreme. That's an extreme swing, just to get back to the center. Well, after what we just experienced with Obama.
I could see how you might interpret it that way, but.
Interpret it.
Yeah. but look at it this way. Again, that's going back to our previous podcast about how these social issues affect me or you as a person. Homosexual marriage doesn't affect me. Obamacare, I can see how that would be a big issue, economic issue, because from what I'm hearing, it's a big financial burden to certain people in certain situations. And I've always thought that that was a bad deal. But it just seems to me that with Trump's stated policies, with the people he's bringing on board, we are going to see a definite swing right. Now, how extreme it's going to be, we don't know right now.
And that's open to interpretation as to what you view as being extreme. But right now, he's talking about Ted Cruz, Steve Bannon, Jeff Sessions, Nikki Haley, and we have Reince Priebus. But also, I throw in there Mike Pence. That was his first election. That was his vice presidential candidate. A lot of people overlooked that. And as I told you in an earlier podcast, I'm totally cool with it. I think that's going in the right direction. I really like Pence, and I really like Cruz, and I really like Sessions. So, you know, and that's not to say that I dislike any of the others. I'm just saying they are what I would classify as conservatives.
Well, some people say that it's a you know, it's a moderating influence, that we have a swing to the left for 4 to 8 years, and then we swing to the right, and somehow the country sort of moderates to the middle. I don't really have that philosophy. I just think a steady movement, progression, is better than the wild swing.
Well, we have to stop this swing to the left. That's detrimental. And we have to end up where we traditionally have been as a country, and where all our success as a country has come when we've leaned over to the right. We're a country based on Judeo-Christian values, so that's our starting point. It's on the right. And under that system is how we flourished as a country, not just economically and politically and socially, but also morally. I mean, because it's that right-leaningness that eradicated slavery, that eventually done away with Jim Crow and all those things that those stains that we have on our country.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. But let's look at it from an economic point of view. I've always thought that there's a war going on, undeclared war, between the leftists who are moving the country towards socialism, mm-hmm. and the right, championed by the Republicans, who are moving the country towards a corporate state. It just seems to me that in Trump, the right seems to have elected the ultimate corporatist. And is that going to swing the country very, very steeply towards corporate state?
You said the right is moving us towards a corporate state. I don't know that I necessarily agree with
that. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Before you go, let me tell you why. Supreme Court decisions, corporations of people. Supreme Court decision, the government entities can take property from one person, individual, and give it to somebody else because they can make more money and pay more taxes. With a right-leaning Supreme Court, there has been a succession of decisions that have moved this country towards a position that is favorable towards corporations.
Well, eminent domain didn't come about because of conservatives. Let me make this point.
I'm not saying it was, but eminent domain is one thing. That last Supreme Court decision went beyond eminent domain, because eminent domain was you could take property for the public good.
Right, right.
That last decision, Supreme Court decision, said you can take private property because somebody else, like a Trump, for instance, can make more money with it and therefore pay more taxes. That's different.
I'm going to look more in depth into that, but I totally disagree with that idea. But
well, that's what I'm saying. The Supreme Court is already headed that way.
Let me say this.
Congress is already ruled by Democrats, and now we have the ultimate corporatist.
You talk about America being this corporate state, okay?
Mm-hmm. Leaning that way.
Leaning that way. Okay, provided that corporate state is held in check morally, how bad can it be? Because that corporate aspect provides the opportunity that we all seek after. And that we all benefit from. Everybody, you have to be employed. You want a well-paying job. That can't mm-hmm. happen under a socialist state. Not only will you not have a well-paying job, but you won't even have your personal freedoms at that point. So I don't buy into the idea that this corporate, that now, can a corporation have too much influence on government?
Oh, heck yes.
Hold on. Yeah, yeah.
Because look at the too much influence is corporations being rewarded in the tax structure for taking jobs overseas and then bringing products back and selling them to the people who they
right. But let me finish that. Let me finish that.
That's too much power.
I believe I was saying, can a corporation have too much influence? Yeah, but once again, we back to how do you keep that in check? Well, you want, in an ideal situation, you want corporations being ran by men that aren't just driven by profit. They have to be driven by profit. I said not just driven by profit, but they have to have a certain moral compass at the end of the day. And that's an ideal situation.
And what do you make of a corporation who is worth billions upon billions, who jump through hoops, bend over backward, go through all kinds of convolutions to deny their employees health care or health insurance? And there are corporations that do that. They limit hours. They do all these shenanigans.
Well, Obamacare has forced them into the situation where they have to limit hours in order to avoid that mandate. But hold on. Let me say this real quick. Mm-hmm. If I own a corporation, we can't necessarily assume that it's my responsibility to provide you with health insurance. Now, if I want to attract a certain level employee, mm-hmm. is that part of my benefits package in addition to the pay that you're going to be compensated? Yeah, but we've got into this problem here in the United States, and we assume that every company that employs you has to offer you, as part of your benefits package, health insurance. No, I mean, they can just pay you and say, hey, you go pay for your own shit.
That would be fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, so, but I'm saying too often when I talk to people, they're under the impression that that must be part of, you know, they want the government to mandate the companies provide that opportunity.
Right, right.
No, you can't do that. You can, because at the end of the day, you're telling me that I got to provide that for you, Albert.
But
if I'm paying you, that's your responsibility.
If that is company policy, then I think it's immoral to play games with limiting people's hours so they don't have to pay you health insurance. So the CEO can make a few extra million dollars a year.
Well, don't assume it's because of that. But I agree with you. If this company does provide insurance and the benchmark is you have to work X amount of hours in order to qualify for that, and they want to play games with that, that's not cool.
Right. Now, next point. Trump has already stated his position on Obamacare. Now, he's going to derail Obamacare, find something to replace it. But what about the other parts of the safety net? Medicare Part D, disability program through Social Security, which is a big one. The crazy check program where people, you know, their kids have problems. See, that's what they call it.
Crazy check. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
If you have a kid.
I know what you're talking about, but that's the first time I've ever heard it referred to as the crazy check program.
They call it crazy checks. Because their kid has this mental problem,
right,
and they can't. And yeah, you report it to Social Security or somebody, whoever. I don't know exactly.
The problem is it's too easy to qualify for the crazy check program.
But
kids are beating our normal getting the crazy check.
Is Trump going to address all of those? Because Obamacare is just the tip of the iceberg.
Let me tell you something. Let's put all this into the basket called social safety net, okay,
right,
for the sake of this argument. Problem is we've created this basket, and it's large and it's costly. So people will say that it's immoral to just go in and take the basket completely away overnight. And okay, fine. So what I need for Trump to do as a president, he needs to lead the way as far as creating an environment that allows us to slowly roll this thing back. Okay,
mm-hmm.
In a way that's not destructive to the people that are on it, that need to find a way off of it, and they're able-bodied people. You have people that aren't able-bodied. Under no circumstances do you take that away from them.
But how do you change that when, on a daily basis, you're paying them to bring more dependents into the world?
Well, here's
because
the thing.
How do you end a program or change a program, but at the same time you're paying them
you
to
really
expand
want
to
know that? I don't think you're ready for that answer.
Well, they're going to have to do something.
Let me tell you why you're not ready for that answer. Because I can give you an answer, and we know that this works, but you might not be on board with it.
Lay it on me.
And the reason why you might not be on board with it is because it is what I would call a religious answer. Organized religion, we'll say Christianity in particular,
mm-hmm.
What it teaches allows you to avoid that situation. It teaches you that you have to work and provide for yourself.
Right. It's the fish thing.
Yeah.
Don't teach them how to fish. Don't give them free fish.
Built into the Christian faith, it teaches you to avoid all that and never even end up in that place. Now, I understand that you can have a series of unfortunate events,
mm-hmm.
but you don't subscribe to the mentality that says, hey, I'm going to leave my mother's house at 18, have babies, be on welfare, and get government assistance, and that's how I'm going to live.
Have one of the baby daddies move in.
Right.
And, you know, free.
You know, and when those values and stuff were promoted, though, and we were cool with that as a society, you know, you didn't have that problem. Mm-hmm. As we began to push those values to the side, what happened? You saw a rise in that type of behavior in society. So for people to say, and I'm not prescribing that we be a theocracy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
It would have to be because the extent of the problem.
Because the problem is huge. But at the end of the day, here's what I'm saying. Somebody's values have to be at the forefront of this thing. And I don't think even you, and I don't mean that as trying to take your legs out from under you, but are you comfortable with the values of the left?
No.
Aren't you more comfortable with the values of the right?
I'm comfortable with people living their life, whether it's with right-wing values or left-wing values, as long as it doesn't cost me, as long as they don't say, well, because of my lifestyle, I have to be supported by public dollars, by my tax dollars. Otherwise, you can live your life the way you want to live, as long as you don't hurt anyone.
It's impossible for us to function as a society using left-wing values and it not cost you, because they are under the impression that you're obligated to subsidize their lifestyles, their habits, their desires. They want you to pay for their contraception.
Well, you know me, I lean right anyway. So now that you put it that way, I lean further right.
Right. But you understand what I'm saying. My whole point is, you have to realize the right is the right direction if you don't want people impacting your pocket, your personal economy.
So, but to wrap this up, when you look at that religious perspective, then you would lump in gay marriage, bathroom equality, and
first of all, bathroom equality is an asinine term concept.
I knew that.
That's the biggest.
I knew you would take off on
piece
that
of bullshit
one.
To come down.
I have to agree with you.
Draining a long
that
time.
That is so stupid.
You know, I can walk out here right now and say, "Hey, I feel like I'm a woman at this very minute. Mm-hmm. I'm going in there, mm-hmm. and I just want to check out some behinds." And I mean, come on, it don't even make sense.
It amazes me that anybody with any kind of common sense, I don't care what your political leanings are, would agree to that. How stupid is that? I don't get it.
Well,
that's my last comment. I just don't get it.
I promise to stay out of that women's bathroom.
That's a good thing. Give us some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we could be proud of.